About 5 years ago, Ketchikan's community theater organization, First City Players, teamed up with the Ketchikan Theater Ballet Dance School. Their goal was to purchase and renovate downtown's historic Fireside Building into a performing arts center, complete with rehearsal space, dance studios, and a theater that would serve a variety of performance needs. The purchase was successful. A small portion of the building was renovated to provide an office for First City Players, and the exterior received a cheerful paint job. Other than that, though, it's pretty much been a waiting game while the PAC committee raised the funds needed to get started on fully renovating and updating the 1940s-era building. The group was able to afford a feasibility study, though, which committee member Jennifer Tucker says was an important first step.
The feasibility study showed us that, yes, there is the square footage in here that will work for this. And yes, you can, you know, the building will handle this type of rehabbing and refurbishing and things like that.
That feasibility study will be used by the newly hired design team. Tucker says California-based John Fisher has a lot of experience turning challenging places into performance spaces.
I mean, he's even turned an old dairy farm into a performing arts center. He's really passionate about refurbishing buildings into these interesting places. He's actually doing one in New York right now. He's one of the best.
Tucker says that Fisher and local architect Linda Millard have teamed up before on the design for Sitka's Performing Arts Center. So Fisher is familiar with the needs of a small Alaska city, and they're both familiar with each other. In addition to the feasibility study, the design team will receive guidance through meetings with various stakeholders. Tucker says that is a key part of the process.
Because this is not just a First City Players building. This is a community arts center. So we are going to be pulling in other key people from other user groups to ensure that, you know, some of their needs are met as well.
Tucker says there is a clear need for a building dedicated to the performing arts. There are other spaces that will continue to be used, such as the Ted Ferry Civic Center and the Ketchikan High School Auditorium. But those spaces often are booked for other events or don't quite meet the needs for a planned performance. The K-High Auditorium, for example, is too large for many First City Player theater productions.
It really is. It's hard to try to constantly do anything that's going to fill up 800 seats, and that stage is too big.
Tucker says Fisher has some experience designing modular theater spaces that can adapt to different shows.
So that means he can get us the type of seating that can move and stack in different ways so that, you know, if KTB has a dance recital, they can move it in different ways. We can do theater in the round. You can make more of a traditional seating stage for the community chorus. There's a lot of really exciting things that he's done with his experience that now we are going to really benefit from.
The design work is expected to be 30% complete by mid-June.
Does 30% design include like an image that people can look at and
yes.
Say this is what it's going to look like?
Yes, which is really exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I know. To be able to touch it and feel it and know, you know, thinking spatially is often very difficult, you know, to have that picture in your head and to understand the design and it's hard. Sometimes you need to physically have something in your hand, like Legos.
The 30% design is paid for through a $125,000 grant from the state of Alaska. Once that first design phase is done, the Performing Arts Center Committee will have a better idea of what's needed to complete the project. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.